football on off the ball.
To start with my brother from another mother, Patrick Kluivert, you had Edgar David, you had Frank Rijkaard, you had, and if I need to name one, Frank Rijkaard was of course the man.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Football Daily on Off the Ball with Lynx, a proud sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026.
Welcome along to Friday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, we look ahead to tonight's crucial World Cup qualifier for Carlo Ward's side, who face the Netherlands in Cork. The men's side take on Canada in Montreal, but Evan Ferguson looks set to miss most of the Nations League games in the autumn. And Andoni Iraola is confirmed as the new Liverpool boss following the departure of Arne Slot last weekend. But first, Carlo Ward's Ireland side can put themselves in contention to qualify directly for next year's World Cup if they can beat the Netherlands in Cork tonight. The girls in green are 2 points behind the Dutch and one behind France, who they take on in Grenoble next Tuesday. France play Poland this evening. Denise O'Sullivan and Emily Murphy both miss out due to suspension. The Dutch are without some key players too. Vivianne Miedema, Daphne van Domselaar and Jill Roord are all out. Ward says her squad will be ready despite the absentees.
Yeah, I think there's a few things against the Netherlands. You know, yes, we were beat 2-1, but there was a lot of things that we weren't particularly happy with, areas we needed to improve. I mean, that's the nature of the business, right? You want to be better all the time. So we've addressed that. We've looked at it. Denise and Murph are huge losses. You know, they've been, you know, unbelievable this campaign. So naturally that, you know, you have to replace that. But what I would say is we've got a group that are really hungry and players that are ready to step up. And looking at today, you know, we looked at different people in those areas and, you know, they've given us real headaches. So whoever goes in there will do a job for sure.
Speaking on this week's Koi Gig podcast, Kathleen McNamee, Karen Duggan and Scarlett Heron debated who could come into the side for O'Sullivan and Murphy.
So what team do you see Carla putting out and who do you think is going to come in to replace Denise and Emily?
Emily Murphy's one is easy enough. I think Abby Larkin will slot in there. And then I think in midfield, it can be a toss-up. Like, if Roosh is fit to play, I'd say she could play 45. Lucy Quinn obviously filled that void for Denise in the other Dutch game, so we could see her feature either. And then for me, like, I'd like to see Jessu get another chance in there. Maybe it's an opportunity to give some of those fringe players some minutes in the game. So, you know, we're not, I know they're competitive, but we are in a good position and it could be a chance now before the playoffs and the next stage, which is obviously going to be crucial for us, I think, to breed in some more players that maybe haven't got the minutes internationally that we would have liked.
But generally, I would have liked to have seen a few, if they were picking an extended squad, bring in, you know, someone like Ellen Dolan. You know, she's gone over her first year playing professionally. Scarlett will have seen it. She's playing centre mid. She's box to box, and bring her in around the squad and maybe give her a few minutes, because we have to remember the World Cup is next year. In that same vein, while you have to protect her, Jess Zhu to me is someone who can be a consistent starter in this team. For me, with an eye on the future and what this team will look like in a year's time, I agree Abby Larkin would be the natural replacement for Murphy and Jess Zhu for Denise.
When you're talking about bringing the likes of, say, Ellen Dolan in or some of the younger players, do you mean like actually into the squad?
For these matches, I would have brought them into the squad.
Okay.
Because I believe they're bonus territory. And then I do believe we will go to a World Cup, but that is a year away. And a year is a long time when you're at the tail end of your career. And niggles are starting to settle in and stuff like that. So being parachuted in at the time of a World Cup, rather than having a full year to kind of find your feet, you can't underestimate what that experience does for a young player.
Katie McCabe is just one yellow card away from missing next week's game against the French. The captain will be crucial to any success for Ireland over the next two games. Former England international Farrah Williams joined Emma Carroll and Adrian Barry on the football show last night. And with McCabe making the move to Chelsea this summer, Williams says that she always was a huge Chelsea fan.
Even a year ago, if I'm right, where those links were cropped up last, like, it was on the record at that point that she had been a Chelsea fan as a kid. So it's not as if this thing sort of came from nowhere. And also, we couldn't expect her to sit in front of, you know, the media at her first press conference with her new club and be in any way apologetic about that. That's unreasonable.
Exactly. You don't have to remind Katie of that because we signed for Arsenal actually at the same time in 2015, and we were both huge Chelsea fans. And I remember it was that year that actually 2016 when Arsenal played against Chelsea in the FA Cup, This Is The Men, and Chelsea were 1-0 up, and me and Katie were actually celebrating together. And we actually got told off because obviously we're in Arsenal tracksuits, and it's like, come on, this club employs you, you shouldn't be doing that. Chelsea lost 2-1 to Arsenal. I only stayed at Arsenal for a couple of years and eventually moved on with my career. But as I say, I've spoke to Katie for the, we've been good pals now for the last 12 years. Katie, I'd be wrong to suggest she turned into an Arsenal fan, but she favoured Arsenal over Chelsea probably because of her loyalties and I guess her employment of the club and what the club done for her in that period. They managed to turn her head during that. But Katie's always been a Chelsea fan. As I say, as a kid when she came over from Ireland, you know, all she spoke about was Chelsea and the players she used to watch. So, yeah, I mean, you can't expect her to sit in a press conference and you know, deny the fact that she wore Chelsea kits as a kid because it would have been out there. There would have been pictures of Katie out there in Chelsea kits as a kid.
Kick-off at Porky Queef tonight is 7:30 and we have live commentary on Off the Ball on News Talk and the Go Loud app from 7 o'clock. Stephen Doyle will be joined in the commentary box by Pearl Slattery. Meanwhile, in the very early hours of Saturday morning, Hamir Halgrimson's side take on Canada in a friendly, with the Canadians getting ready to co-host the World Cup. And ahead of that game, the board of the FAI met last night to discuss their options regarding the scheduled Nations League games against Israel later this year. Last week's friendly between Ireland and Qatar was disrupted twice by the Stop the Game protesters who threw tennis balls onto the pitch at the Aviva. The build-up to that game was also dominated by questions regarding a potential boycott of the home game in Dublin on the 4th of October. And in yesterday's pre-match press conference, he said he'd respect the decision of the higher footballing authority.
Well, my opinion basically has no value in this. What I feel, would I like to play a home in Aviva against an opponent? Yes. Would I like to play in front of our fans? Yes. So that's just how I feel. But it's not my decision to make, and we respect the decision that will be taken by higher footballing authorities.
News also emerged yesterday that Evan Ferguson will be out of football until September or October due to the ankle injury he sustained last season when he was on loan with Roma. Halgrimson says that he needs to take time to recover.
Probably he's fully fit sometime September, October. But you never know. Hopefully it'll be sooner. But I think for him and everyone, it would be wise to take this slowly and just leave it in the past, this injury, instead of trying to rush it.
And on the football show last night, Kevin Kilbane joined Adrian Barry and said that it's worrying news.
Evan Ferguson's injury extended out September, October. Mm. Hamir Halgrimson saying in the presser today, we all need to take a breath, take a beat, slow down, let this get better. Yeah. But it is, he's had injuries, whether they're same or probably a couple of different ones. And it's taken him a long time to get fully right from it.
Yeah, I think we're all worried, Adrian. I think that it's fair. But we felt this for a year or two at this stage now, haven't we? He's had some bad injuries. We know that. And I'm just hopeful that, look, he's still very young. And look, if he becomes fully fit when he's, you know, in 6 months or 3 months' time, why not take that 3 to 6 months to fully heal? As I said before, he's had so much football at such a young age. He's broke into the Premier League with Brighton. He's scored goals. He's really, you know, announced himself. I don't see any reason why he can't do that. The worry is always, though, you become a bit of a forgotten man and, you know, the game moves on. But I would feel that getting himself fully fit right now and not rushing to come back from that injury is the most important thing from his point of view.
Someone who made their debut last time out against Qatar is 18-year-old Mason Melia. And Kilbane says he'd like to see him play a bigger part against the Canadians tonight.
I think we still have to protect him. I think Tottenham will probably know that themselves. And it's interesting to see a lot of the younger players that's in there. I'm hopeful tomorrow night they can get a look at Mason Melia. People might say it's too early for him. But why not get him onto the pitch at some stage, Adrian? Get him on for 15, 20 minutes. Let's have a look at him. And hopefully we'll see one or two of these youngsters come on and get some more game time that played the other night, and more so maybe someone like Melia to get his debut and let's have a look at him.
What would your expectations or your recommendations be for a player like him? Is a loan spell automatically or get in and get around the environment?
Yeah, I'd probably say that. I think he's got to get a good feel of the place, Adrian. And that's easy said. I don't know what the thoughts are. If he's saying there's no plan for him, I'm sure he's got something in his head that he wants to achieve short term and long term. So, I mean, I think his next 12 months, certainly, I think 6 months maybe. Let's see how this pre-season would go for him. He's played a lot of football, Adrian. This is the thing. He's played a lot of football early on in his career. And we know with one or two others, I was hearing the news from Evan Ferguson today that his injury is worse than expected. And we know that he played a lot of football at such a young age as well before going over to England. So I think we still have to protect him. I think Tottenham will probably know that themselves. But I would say certainly in the next year, to get out and get some game time somewhere. And maybe when he's, you know, maybe 19, that might be a good enough age for him to do it. At least he can get a feel and realise the quality that's at Tottenham, because it will be a huge step up for him. Intensity day to day and everything that goes into training to become a Spurs player, he'll have to get a feel for that first. And then he goes and plays a more competitive football before going back. That's probably the path you would expect him to take from this stage, Adrian,
And that's available to listen back to now in your OTB Football podcast feed. Last night, Kieran Morrison and Cadoc O'Neill impressed on their Northern Ireland debuts in a 1-0 win over Guinea. Defender Tom Atchison scored but was later sent off in his first international start in that game in Spain. Michael O'Neill's side will face a tougher test when they travel to France for another friendly on Monday. And Football Daily and Off the Ball is brought to you by Lynx, a proud sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026. Smell your best when you look your worst. New Liverpool boss Andoni Iraola says he's delighted to be at one of the biggest clubs in the world. The former Bournemouth boss has been confirmed as Arne Slot's successor on a 2-year deal. And speaking to LFC TV, Iraola says there's plenty to look forward to.
The atmosphere, the supporters, the club, the players, the chance for me to coach top level players, the chance to fight for titles. I think it cannot be more attractive than this. It's difficult to find it, you know, so really excited to start, yes.
He added that he wants to be a fan too and earn the respect.
I cannot ask them for a lot. I know how they are. I can only say that I want to become one more of you. I want to earn the right to be one of you. So we can enjoy all together.
Several Celtic supporters clubs have put their name to a statement opposing the potential appointment of Robbie Keane as manager due to his previous role as Maccabi Tel Aviv boss. Recent reports suggest Keane had held talks with the Scottish champions principal shareholder Dermot Desmond. Ireland's record goal scorer has won league titles in Israel and Hungary as a manager. However, his decision to stay in Israel after the conflict in Gaza began drew criticism here, and it also didn't go down well with a section of the Celtic fans. A statement suggesting the appointment of Keane would be deeply divisive among the support was released from a group calling itself Celtic Fans for the Liberation of Palestine. It's believed 67 groups have endorsed the sentiment, including the Green Brigade Ultras. Keane was appointed Maccabi boss in June 2023, with Israel's bombardment of Gaza coming after the Hamas-led attacks on the 7th of October. He resigned in the summer of 2024 after winning a league and cup double, and then went on to Ferencvaros in January 2025, and he finished up in that particular role just last month. And Arsenal's Declan Rice, Gabriel and David Raya have been nominated for the PFA Men's Player of the Year, along with Manchester United's Bruno Fernandes and Manchester City pair Erling Haaland and Ryan Cherki. Fernandes has already won the Football Writers Association Award. Manchester City pair Bunny Shaw and Yui Azagawa have been shortlisted for the Women's Player of the Year. Arsenal's Alessia Russo is joined on the shortlist by fellow England internationals Lauren James of Chelsea and Manchester United's Jess Park. Aston Villa's Kirsty Hansen completes that list of six, and Shaw was named Football Writers Player of the Year last month. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back with more next week.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.
Football Daily on Off the Ball with Lynx, a proud sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026.